And finally, next Saturday, artists from across the Midwest will gather for the second annual plein air event in Louisiana, Missouri. Dennis Babbitt serves on the Golden Hills of Louisiana Plein Air Committee, and we welcome him to Cityscape Now. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. And right up front, I know there's a little controversy on the pronunciation. I said plein air, so I am right, aren't I?
Yes. Plein air, it depends on how you curl your tongue, I guess.
All right, I'm going to stick with plein, if that's all right with you.
That sounds great.
So plein air refers to artists painting outdoors on site, I guess would be a good way to put it, right?
Exactly. It's basically painting what you see or what you feel when you are outside.
And it's usually quick, sort of impressionism. Am I right?
It can be. There are people that actually will, some artists will take it days at a time, going back to the same location at the same time each day until they finish the painting in order to keep the light the same.
Well, Louisiana is a little Mississippi River town in Pike County that's north of St. Louis, south of Hannibal. Why is it a good site for plein air painting?
Well, Louisiana actually is one of the most beautiful small towns that you will find along the Mississippi River in Missouri here. It's nearly 200 years old. It has a, from what I understand, the largest concentration of intact Victorian homes along one thoroughfare in the state, which would be Georgia Street, which is our main drive. It's just full of hills, and the views of the river, the views of the town are just outstanding. They'll just knock your socks off. The older homes that are beautifully taken care of, the old alleyways, it's just a wonderful place to find inspiration to paint.
And Louisiana's on what they call, what do they call that, an art corridor?
Right. Some years ago, a few years back, John Steckley and a group got together in their what they call the 50 Miles of Art, which basically starts at Clarksville, about 10 miles south, and ends at Hannibal, roughly 30 miles to the north. And the 50 Miles of Art is twice a year, and all the artists open their studios for that, roughly that 50 miles, two times a year, in the spring and in the fall.
Right. Now, I know you're expecting artists from across the Midwest, literally, and I happen to know one that's coming that I think was there last year, Billy O. O'Donnell. And a couple of years ago, I had the chance, I met him down on the riverbanks in St. Charles on the Missouri River and watched him work. And for those people that haven't experienced that, watching artists do this, it's a real experience.
It really is. It's an exciting thing to watch somebody take what they see and put it on a panel or a board or a canvas in their own distinct way. Billy O is a wonderful artist. He's nationally known, actually internationally known. I mean, he's done very well over in Ireland just recently. And he is just one of the many artists that we have coming down. We have some wonderful artists coming from Kansas City, from Iowa, from St. Louis. It's very exciting.
One final thing, Dennis. I know you're inviting artists to come, but it's also an event for the spectator, too.
Absolutely. The artists have all been notified. We're still accepting artists to come in. But the spectators, everybody's welcome to our town to enjoy searching out the artists as they paint in town and around town and see what they're painting. And then later that evening, the paintings will be for exhibit and sale at the Masonic Hall.
It's the Golden Hills of Louisiana plein air event next Saturday, the 21st, in Louisiana, Missouri. And if you'd like more information, we'll have links. I know you have a Facebook page and everything. Go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. And one last thing, we owe plein air to the paint tube, right?
That's exactly right. About 150 years ago, give or take, the paint tubes made it available for the artists to take their paints out into the field.
It's the plein air event in Louisiana next Saturday. Dennis Babbitt, thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you very much.
And next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk with St. Louis Symphony Music Director David Robertson as the orchestra begins a new season. And join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air, when he'll talk with journalist Ray Suarez about his book, Examining the History of Latin Americans in This Country, and his involvement in the PBS American Graduates Initiative. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Camille Phillips and Kristen Torres. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and please join us next week.